show's over. Turn it back around. Probably something more interesting over that way.
But Arbiter friend?
Thank you. Oh, it's still warm.
Thank you, sir. May I have another? Not!
I'm sorry. Did you mean to suck?
But Arbiter friend! This crap!
Arbiter, you are my hero.
Chief, you may be the dumbest best man I've ever met.
You had me the hero, huh? Well, now you're dead. Now you're a dead hero. And you're actually forgotten. I can't even remember your name.
Welcome, everybody, to Halo Lorecast. I am your humble host, Ty. And today, we're talking about the state of Halo Infinite. And I feel like there's at least been 2 billion videos made on this. Some genuine, some pretty disingenuous. I feel like the anger coming from the fan base is justified. In the context of that Halo Infinite is still basically in beta. And I'm typically a guy who likes to keep things positive. You know, I love Halo. You wouldn't necessarily call me like a hardcore Halo fan because I don't know the intricacies of everything. And that's why I love like the books and, you know, reading about various things. But at the same time, I started with Halo 3 split-screen co-op in my neighbor's house, and Halo 3 ODST was kind of my first introduction into Halo. And since then, I've loved the story. I've kind of loved the gameplay and everything that comes on with it, and kind of the camaraderie that Halo is known for. And I feel like, of course, there's going to be episodes later on talking about the books, and I want to talk about how I'm going to do that later in this episode. But before I can even do that, I kind of have to address the big fat elephant in the room, which is 343 Studios. Halo Infinite, their roadmap, for Season 3, even Season 2, and kind of everything that's really happened over the last 8 months since I've just decided not to touch Halo anymore until recently. What if I told you that Season 2 and Season 3, we really get nothing except a couple of maps, an XP-based system beta in December, and the Forge beta in December? You'd probably call me nuts. Like, how could a game survive off that? How could a game survive with just the maps that it kind of released? And it's live service content. How about the campaign that's supposed to be a 10-year journey? Have they updated that? Where's that going? Where is any of this going? And the answer is it's not really going anywhere. Of course, we know Bonnie Ross is gone and was replaced by the savior of the MCC. Bonnie reportedly left because of personal reasons for family. So I personally hope everything's going well over there. But at the same time, some drastic changes are needed at 343. I feel like, you know, a lot of people are considering, but are of an opinion that 343 needs to be completely disbanded and replaced with another studio, some more workers. And some people have, you know, equally drastic opinions just concerning Halo. I've seen some comments saying, let Halo die, like this isn't necessarily what I want, and that's insane to me. But I do think there's a change needed at 343, and I think one of the most interesting things is this engine that Halo Infinite was built on was designed to update the game fast, was designed to push out content fast. That's why it's Halo Infinite. It's the 10-year journey of being able to continuously give people content and make it a live service game. And this game is two separate games. You have the campaign on the engine that has a little bit different physics than the multiplayer, and it has what it has. And then you have the multiplayer that doesn't have really good collision detection and other things like that. So it's obviously two different games. The physics between the two are completely different. They play very similarly, but at the same time, there are subtle differences that makes you think, okay, how do we implement, like, certain things? And it's almost as if, like, the multiplayer his algorithm is so complex because they decided not to put collision detection and a whole bunch of other stuff in, that it's almost like it's beating the code to death to kind of update the game. So it's, we're not seeing really anything. I know that with events and with seasons comes like certain armor cores, but right there, it kind of, I don't care. And I don't care because the colors I unlock, the cosmetics I unlock, they aren't interchangeable. I cannot customize my Spartan how I would want to customize my Spartan. And instead, I'm kind of forced into this little bubble. And this has been a complaint of mine and a lot of people since day one, where it was like, okay, so you're obviously just having these armor cores that are not interchangeable, so you have more content for grind, which is like the same color for different armor sets. That's what you unlock at level 50. When 25, you know, you unlocked another color. Or it's almost like, you know, in the campaign, maybe you unlocked a really cool armor set, like doing all the skulls or something like that. No, you're not rewarded. The game does not reward you. 343 does not reward you for actually loving their game. Instead, they kind of, you know, pat you on the back and they're like, wait until next March, though. That's when season three is really when it's supposed to kick off, ladies and gentlemen. And it's disappointing. It's very disappointing. And again, positivity. It's disappointing. Like, for example, Joseph Staten said today, and I quote, "It's very important to me that we earn cosmetics, etc. The same way everyone else does, by playing or watching the game. We need to experience the game the same way that everyone else does in order to truly understand the experience. That's been my philosophy since Halo Reach." So, it's interesting because I feel like the devs have one thing in mind for what Halo is. Joseph Staten, of course, Sketch, of course, these individuals who've worked on Halo before have an idea of what Halo is. And I don't know if it's the structure of 343. I don't know if baseline data for a level is constructed, passed on to the next individual, and then it has to pass so many. It's like the FDA almost, to where it takes so long to gather these resources and data that it stops everything. And I almost kind of refuse to believe that's the case because so many things have been data mined that we kind of know what they can put in the game, what they can and can't do. There's even a glitch for split screen co-op and multiplayer, which is insane to me considering they canceled it. And that's a point that everybody has said, and I feel like I'm really beating a dead horse, but again, these are my thoughts on kind of the Halo Infinite experience, right? You play Halo for fun. This game is fun. The weapons are fun. I personally don't have a problem with the collision detection because that's not something I utilize when I'm in a game. That's not something I do for fun when it comes to Halo, but I could understand why people would be upset because of it. And for me, playing Halo Infinite is almost the most fun that I've had playing a Halo game. It feels very sweaty at times. Like, it's very competitive. There was a dev who said that in an interview recently where they're like, well, Halo multiplayer's been competitive, you know, and it's like, well, not really, you know. So regardless, there seems to be a fundamental misunderstanding everywhere about what Halo is and what they want to do, and that's kind of evident with the production cycle they had and the development cycle leading into the release of this game with so many people leaving, talent leaving. It almost feels like everybody knew what they wanted from a game they wanted to make, but they didn't know what to do for the next Halo. And that's insane to me considering Halo Combat Evolved, Halo 2, Halo 3, Halo 3 ODST, Halo Reach are all right there. You know, you have things, you've made Halo 4, you know what people didn't like about Halo 4. You have Halo 5. You know what people didn't like necessarily about Halo 5. I think, you know, you've improved gameplay-wise over those three games. And in my opinion, you finally, like, got to a point in the story that's interesting. But how do you keep me involved in both, right? The campaign supposed to be updated. There's been nothing. And I understand that. It takes a lot of time. It takes a lot of effort. I don't want to overwork, you know, devs. Like, they deserve their time in the sun, and they deserve time off. That makes perfect sense. And the multiplayer is one of those things where it's like, when the game came out, you couldn't choose what game mode you wanted. It's something as simple as that. And all of Halo Infinite's problems are as simple as that. The cosmetic store. Like, Joseph Staten listed his philosophy since Halo Reach. And it's like, that's fine, but that's not the philosophy of Halo Infinite. The philosophy of Halo Infinite is that it is exclusive. And it's not a game that promotes... it's not a game that promotes, like a party for like, Halo 3. It's a game that kind of promotes this, I feel like, you know, selfish need to, like... be like, oh man, I paid $5 for pineapples, you know? And I feel kind of salty about that, because it's not that I haven't spent money on Halo Infinite. I'm guilty of it. I feel like a lot of us are guilty of it, whether we'd like to admit it or not. We bought the fucking game, you know what I mean? But at the same time, why are some of these cosmetics $1 to $20? Why? Here's the thing. You can have all these cosmetics in the game, and then things, you know what you could do? You know what you could do? I have a better idea. You can make the cosmetics free and earnable through the game. Every single cosmetic. And then when DLCs come out, you can charge for the DLCs. How about that? Like, you know, you don't even have to charge for the multiplayer DLC. You can do the story DLC, right? Like, you could do that. But I don't understand... there's a fundamental disconnect between, like, what we know is okay and what, you know, Microsoft or 343, you know, is doing. You know, I made the comparison today to one of my friends that this is like the Marvel Avengers of FPS shooters. But the only difference is that Marvel Avengers actually has fucking stuff like War for Wakanda, Spider-Man, you know, the Hawkeye DLCs, regardless of how you feel about those. And it almost feels like Battlefront 2 initially, except the difference is Halo Infinite is still that game. It's still that game. And I don't understand necessarily what's going through the head of 343 and what they're doing. I don't feel like anybody had a clear vision for this. I don't feel like Microsoft had a clear vision for Halo. I think that they wanted a live service game. They wanted to create an engine that would be able to stand the test of time and update things fast. But at the same problem, I think so many people have contrarian opinions on how the game should be, what the game should be, that it's inflicting philosophy with data. And it's almost like, well, we can't get Forge together because it's such a huge asset. We can't do split-screen co-op because we can't figure it out, because it's not necessarily on our priority list, because there's a lot of shit we got to do because we released the game unfinished. And if that's the philosophy we're kind of going with here, which is we're not going to give you what we promised, what Bonnie Ross promised you, you know, 5 years ago, then why should we play the game? Why should we play the game? I think it being fun isn't enough, right? I think Battlefront 2, when it first came out, regardless of like it being as generic as it was still fun. Marvel's Avengers for a beat-em-up, if you go into it knowing it's a beat-em-up, is fun. Halo Infinite is one of, I think, the most satisfyingly good FPS shooters I've ever played. And I think some of the skill-based things that you can do in the game are legitimately amazing, and it just, like, it takes the air out of me every time, because I'm like, I can't believe I just fucking did that, you know? And that's Halo. The gameplay captures it. But at the same time, if you're not playing with friends, what are you doing in Halo Infinite? If you're just doing it to kind of burn through the hours of the days, then it's kind of it's almost kind of pointless. You're not working towards anything. You're really not. You're not. You're not. You're not getting in-game XP. You don't have a specific level. You level through a battle pass, an arbitrary battle pass that every single person does. You know, it's not like you've hit level, you know, at this point, two battle passes. It's not like, so technically I'd be like 138. It's not like you're level 138 and you see that somebody else is a level 5. Because even if they did do that with the battle passes, it doesn't mean anything. Because no, that individual might have not earned their way to 138. They could have bought it. And that is one of the things I hate the most about this game, which is like the game does not reward you for being you and playing Halo the way that you play Halo. And I get that the goals and challenges have become more broad, but at the same time, that kind of takes the wonder out of it. You're basically saying the system you inputted doesn't necessarily work, and what we're going to do is we're just going to give you XP for damn near anything, and we're going to give you a bunch of swaps. And by the way, we'll also give you credits on the Battle Pass in Season 2 that you can spend in the store. Oh, wait, it's only 100, which I just, there's nothing redeeming about the structure of this game. There's nothing redeeming about it. And it's so frustrating, mind-numbingly frustrating, because I enjoy this game. I play this game every day. I do, you know. And it's imagine, like, actually loving and caring, not saying 343 doesn't, because a lot of people do. You know, Joseph does. Joe does. Sketch does. The people developing the game love Halo. But at the same time, it does not translate business-wise, market-wise, to what we are playing. And so it just feels redundant, and it feels like they don't care about us. They might care about their product, but it's not communicated in that way. You know, like, Sketch can get on Reddit, like, all he really wants and read some of the shitty comments. And listen, I do not approve of harassment of 343 employees of any kind. However, 343 has had 10 years to discover what Halo is, and even with people that used to work on Halo, they still can't get it right. And I think that's because they're not concerned about making a Halo game. They're concerned about something that can really just make their pocketbooks a little bit, you know, heavier, because Halo Infinite was such a big fucking investment. And I feel like that is more transparent than some of the communication that they're actually feeding us through when it comes to stuff like this. So it's mind-numbingly frustrating. Again, I hate being negative. I'm positive. Like, I love Halo, and I love what's there for Halo Infinite. But some of the things that suck in this game are little things, and the little things make the big picture, and it's kind of frustrating. So for season from November 6th, I think that's what it says, November 6th to March 7th, we're getting the Forge beta, campaign, network, and co-op mission replay. Yeah, okay. 30-tier battle pass, of course, we're doing an event. Detachment and Argyle, two different maps. Match XP beta. Covert 1 flag. Winter Contingency 2. That's the December event. Joint Fire is a January event. Quality of life improvements. And then from March 7th to June 27th, because they're actually finally doing seasons after this, because Season 2 is going to be a 10-month season. That's not how a fucking season works. You might as well call that, like, an update. It's not a season. Like, stop calling things that are 10 months long a season. It's an update. Just stop being disingenuous with the rhetoric. That's all you got to do. I just don't understand. From March 7th to June 27th, we have Arena and Big Team Battle. We have a new weapon, the M392 Bandit. We have the Shroud Screen, which is like a smoke screen that's coming too. Also, 100-tier Battle Pass. With the, I think it's the Recon Spartan from Ghost of Onyx. Correct me if I'm wrong. I'm probably wrong. Custom game browser, in-game reporting. Oh, wow. You know, in-game reporting, you feel like that's VIP and Escalation, those are new game modes, new Fracture event, new narrative event, Forge beta updates, and quality of life improvements. And of course, you know, this is all subject to change, whether this picture says it or not, because it is, because nothing's ever promised when it comes to how Microsoft and 343 have kind of handled this. And it's, I feel like a lot of fandoms aren't necessarily valid in some of the things they're complaining about, or valid in some of the ways they're going about it. But it's, you know, it's been 10 years. Like, for example, Star Wars fans, Force Awakens to The Rise of Skywalker was 2015 to 2019. Three movies in that time. So it's, you know, you had time to absorb it in that short a period of time. But from Halo 4 to Halo Infinite, it's 10 years. And that's not even mentioning the horror stories of development. And I feel like it is exhausting to be a Halo fan and keep up with the news. And I don't want to keep up with the news. I really don't. There's a million people who do that. Go listen to Hidden Xperia or somebody else when it comes to gathering your news. That's not me. Because I don't like being involved in the toxic rhetoric. And I don't like sticking my nose into things like this. This isn't my Rumble arena. My Rumble arena is learning things about Halo and expanding my love for it. And that's kind of where I'm going after this, is I'm going to start in books again, chronological order. I said Silentium. I wasn't going to finish it because I feel like that's, you know, that was Tom and I's things, and I'm going to pick up right after that. There are great YouTube channels that actually explain what happens in Silentium. I highly recommend listening to them or watching them. It's a great book. It's a great finish. It's actually pretty devastating. And, you know, I think each book's going to be about 6 parts. That way I don't feel dead inside reading so many books, because I do have a kid. I do have a job. I work 12 hours a day. I do another podcast. And I'm always in and out of other podcasts as well. So, I mean, those are kind of like my thoughts on Halo Infinite and where it's gone these past 8 months. It was kind of at a spot in January where I knew it wasn't going to get better at all. And so I just ditched it. And I picked it up again. And, you know, what's funny is when I ditched it, I had like 3 days in the game, which is absurd. It's absurd. But that's how many hours I had in the game. And I'm putting more hours into the game because I love the core gameplay. And I just wish that got reciprocated. I wish that my love for playing Halo Infinite got reciprocated. I wish it could be reciprocated to myself with, match-based XP. Like, there's just little things that make the big picture, and I feel like everybody's extremely frustrated. And I get it. I get it. I really do get it. I understand that game development is hard. I understand the bureaucracy of Microsoft breathing down your neck when competitors like Battlefield 2042 is back from the dead and beating you on Steam. I understand that games like Cyberpunk that were released like pieces of shit now have over 1 million players on Steam. Games can come back. Battlefront 2, one of the worst received, like the most liked Reddit post of all time is about Battlefront 2. So, like, games can come back from this. And I do have faith in Joe and Sketch for whatever little they can do. And I do have faith in Halo Infinite going forward. However, anything after this, even late development, how development's been going, I think 343 needs a top-to-bottom change, just period, flat out. I do not think that the way they're structured, the way they handle business, is adequate in any manner. The lack of communication. The communication when it does happen. Here's what we're promising to give you. It's subject to change. It's kind of like when CD Projekt Red delayed Cyberpunk and had the little, you know, the picture on Twitter, and then everybody started doing it. Like, is subject to change. Is that the gaming industry going forward? Because I feel like, and it's insane, that, you know, if we think about video games as a whole, we kind of, we're like, oh, that's pay to win. Oh, microtransactions, that's gambling. And we kind of put our foot down on all that. And then games like Halo Infinite keep finding a way to putting them in the game, but just a little bit different. Hey, it's not pay to win. It's not technically a microtransaction. It's an add-on to the Battle Pass, you know? So I feel like 343 and Microsoft's business model is so disingenuous. And I think everybody else feels that way. Because we feel lied to, we feel cheated to. And at the end of the day, man, it's fucking Halo. We want to play Halo. So I don't know what to expect going forward. I know I'm going to keep playing Halo Infinite, even when play count drops, because I'm having fun with it. But at the same time, fuck, guys, reciprocate my pleasure for this game. Reciprocate. That's all you got to do. Communicate with us. You know, talk to us. If you go on a date and you don't talk to your date, why the fuck are you on a date? You know what I mean? So, of course, these are just my thoughts, and it's not like I hold such a grudge that I'm going to stop playing Halo, stop talking or thinking about Halo. No, it's not like that. But I do feel like those are important things to address. And it's things that have been said a million times. You know, even though it's been said a million times, a million and one voices saying the same thing is pretty fucking loud. So hopefully, you know, things can kind of get jump started on that. So thank you guys for listening. Thank y'all for listening to the last episode, even though it was like 8 minutes long. I'll let you know soon exactly what I'm doing. If you don't follow me on Twitter, then when the episode drops, guess what? You'll know exactly what I'm covering around that time. You can follow me on Twitter at Halo_Lorecast. I have 0 followers right now. I had quite a bit before I jumped ship. I probably shouldn't have deleted the Twitter, but, you know, a million voices is a lot. It's a lot to scroll through Twitter and see that Halo Infinite sucks ass. Fuck 343, you know, over and over again. It's like, you know, I want to say, okay, have an original thought, but here I am. So, again, thank you guys for listening. Also, make sure to watch out on these videos, episodes. If you're listening on Spotify, there's usually a poll below. Your feedback is phenomenal. Make sure to give it a 5-star review on Spotify. Some of you fuckers gave it less than a 5-star, and now I'm sitting at a 4.1. That doesn't look good on me. That's not cool. If you don't like my incessant rambling, I recommend a pop-up book.